Hunter Pence. They're committed. It is, you know, the last year of his contract. He's going to be out there in left. The Giants obviously need to see more out of him here before spring is over, because Chris Shaw is coming.
Yeah.
And Chris hit a home run here yesterday that probably, what, 430, 440? I mean, maybe longer than that. It was the kind of home run that you kind of sit back and go, whoa, there's the power that everybody is talking about.
And Shaw swings and crushes one. High and deep, right center, and way out of here.
That is out at AT&T.
What a shot off the bat of Chris Shaw. And Giants fans could get very used to that in the coming years.
This is Chris Shaw of the San Francisco Giants. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lorie on KNBR 680.
Boy, Raph doing a great job today. Raph is doing the whole show today. Not only phone calls, which we don't take too many of, but Raph is producing the whole show today. Raph doing a great job. Raph, how are you?
Good, Marty. It's fun being back. Yeah, it's like old times.
Yeah, boy, it's Raph and me 14 years together. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, doing a great job.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You for getting those cuts together. Hey, Josh Osich joins us. And, again, you look for good stories. And, look, Tony Watson is here. He's on the team. Will Smith isn't going to pitch until May. That seems the earliest he's going to work. Osich, Okert, Derek Holland, Block, those are lefties in the camp. Osich had a lot of success a couple of years ago, and he is having a great camp down here. He's different. Javi Lopez talked to me about it this morning and couldn't say enough about Osich. Four appearances for him, 3 2/3 innings, a couple of hits, no walks, 3 strikeouts. He is going to pitch today over in Tempe, so we won't see him here. But he is absolutely, absolutely having a good spring with a shot to make this ball club again, because this is going to be a tough one when cutdown date comes along, because he's got options and you like to keep inventory. They may keep Derek Holland over him. But he's making a name for himself down here again. So Josh joins us. Josh Osich, how's the spring going for you?
Thanks for having me. It's going pretty good right now, and we're about halfway through, somewhere around there. We got, 2 weeks left, somewhere around there, and it's going pretty well. Everybody's getting their rhythm going, and it's going pretty good.
Yeah, on the timeline of spring training, you brought up a good point with a couple of weeks to go now. Think back to 3 weeks ago, what you were doing, and then sort of tell us now, what do you do routine-wise?
3 weeks ago. What, were you just starting spring training 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So we were just running, playing catch, maybe throwing a few bullpens here and there. Wasn't really doing too much. And then now it's kind of full practice before the game's now, and just we're getting into game mode now.
Yeah. Well, for you, it's been a very good spring, and of course you've been in the big leagues before and you know what you can do. But the key, as you and I always talk about, is command and that consistency, and you've had it in the spring. What's up?
I have. It's coming back. Actually, during this offseason, I started throwing a little earlier than I normally do, and I watched film from 2015 when I actually was playing the way I should be playing, and I am throwing exactly like I was then. So, yeah, I kind of stopped trying to work on other things and just go back to doing that.
Yeah, very good. Left-handed relievers, what a nice job.
Oh,
you get a couple of outs and they actually pay you for this.
It's a great job. Just come in, pick somebody up, day's over. It's a good job. I enjoy it a lot because you're out there pretty much every day, and they're not going to wear you out by throwing too many innings, and you just got to go out there and get a few guys out and you're good.
Yeah. Well, the bullpen is getting a little crowded. You know, you got Stephen Okert, who's throwing well too. You got Will Smith, who can't wait to get out there. You got to hold him back. You got Watson. You got Snelton. You got a crowd out there.
Yeah, there's actually quite a few lefties now. Last year and the year before, we didn't really have too many, and it was kind of, I wouldn't say by yourself, but there wasn't as much competition. But this year, there's a lot of competition. Everybody's throwing pretty well.
So how do you feel about that? Because, you know, there's only a few spots. Derek Holland's in the mix too.
Yep. It's actually better, a little competition in spring training, because you aren't just going out there and working on your own stuff. There's still like that, like, yeah, you need to beat somebody, and I like that feeling a lot. So it's been pretty good.
Yeah. Always fun to have Josh on with us, Josh Osich, a left-handed relief pitcher. I always like talking about how you grew up. You know, it's always a great story, especially for people listening in the snow or the rain somewhere else, and we're sitting in the sunshine. But yeah, it wasn't always sunshine where you grew up.
No, I grew up in Idaho, and we actually had quite a bit of snow, and then I went to Oregon State, and it rained all the time. And then I lived in Arizona for a few years, and then now I live in Maine, actually. So this past off season, it's a lot of snow, so it was a little different, than had a little adjustment throwing inside and not getting outside to get ready for spring training. But I came here early to get ready, and it's been working out.
Yeah. Are you a traveler? Do you go places, you and your wife?
Yeah, we travel all over the place. This off season, we went to Cooperstown, and then Niagara Falls, to Notre Dame, to Mount Rushmore, to Montana, to Idaho, and then all the way back.
Wow. And how, do you go by car?
Yeah, we drove. Took my truck, so wow. Bring my dog and everything, too. So, yeah, it's fun.
Oh, very good. All right, tell me a little bit, you know, be a little travel guide here. Niagara Falls, I've never seen it, but obviously it must be dramatic.
It's big, and it's a lot of water, and it was pretty cool to see. The one place that really surprised me was Mount Rushmore, just all the granite and everything that they just chip by hand, and it's pretty crazy. It's just in the middle of nowhere too, and you just drive up the mountain the whole time. It takes like 30 minutes to get there, and you finally get there, you park, get out, walk, and just these all granite structures, and then you got the president's right in front of you. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Are you a picture guy? Do you take a lot of pictures?
I enjoy pictures. I don't really take pictures with my phone. Camera-wise, yeah, I take a few pictures here and there. I'm actually, Matt Cain got me into that, so it's been pretty fun, and I'm probably going to get a little bit more into that the older I get, and maybe outside of baseball.
Boy, and now, all right, so that's traveling in the United States. That's a nice trip for the winter. That's a nice trip. What about outside the U.S.?
I've actually never been outside the United States. So Alaska and Hawaii is as far outside the United States I've ever been. So, but there's future plans to go outside, so maybe in the future.
Well, what'd you do up in Alaska?
I went fishing. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I went up there, got some halibut, and that was pretty fun. Saw an old friend, so pretty good.
You got to get Strickland to take you on an elk hunt or a moose hunt.
Oh, I already got the elk hunt set up. My father-in-law owns a whole bunch of land up in Montana, and they go elk hunting every year, so got that hook up. It's only in September, so got to wait till baseball's over.
Yeah. And what about duck hunting?
I did a little bit when I was growing up, and I'm not the biggest fan of it. I'll do it if somebody invites me, but it's not one of my favorite things.
All right. And what about eating? You like duck to eat, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like to eat all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I'm more of a big game hunter or fisherman, so that's where I spend my free time.
Well, you got to have a lot of nerve to do what you do, because let's face it, you come in with people on base, there's 40,000 people, there's Bochy looking at you, and all of a sudden it's 2-0. What's going on in your mind?
Oh, you better figure this out real quick. You're coming out of the game. But it's I actually enjoy coming in with guys on more than I do coming in clean innings. So I feel like after a little while, you do it so many times with no one on, you kind of get lackadaisical and kind of just throwing balls up there, and guys are hitting you around. And then when somebody gets on base, and you start locking it in. So it's actually a little bit easier to come in with guys on.
Good fastball. I mean, you throw mid-90s in the fastball, but, you know, people can time the fastball eventually. What do you have to throw to get them off balance?
I've been throwing my changeup a lot more this spring training. In 2015, I probably threw it like 20% of the time. Okay. And the 2 years after that, 16 and 17, I probably maybe threw it like 5% of the time.
Really?
Because I was working on a curveball, and then that didn't – that's why I – got rid of the curveball this year, went back to throwing the changeup, and I throw a cutter slash slider, and it's pretty much it now.
Boy, very good. Well, you've had a great spring. It's a lot of fun seeing you, and I enjoyed talking to you, and I know you live down here in Arizona. You had a big garden, which I like, and out in Gilbert, and now you're a Maine guy, so this is fun. The spring training's been good for you.
Yep, thank you.
All right, very nice. Josh, thanks for being on. Josh Osich, more coming up. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll let him say goodbye. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.